What does this word leverage mean? It means that you use something very small to move something very big. Right? We all know what a lever can do, what it can accomplish. It gives you tremendous power with less effort. The ultimate leverage in human beings to create change always comes down to our ability to change what we link pain to and what we link pleasure to. And by the way, all six of these steps we're going to be doing over a period of days. So you don't have to say, oh my gosh, I got to do it all tomorrow. Again, I want to remind you, this program is going to be done simply, a step at a time, where each day is really achievable. Not something where overnight you got to try and make this radical shift and your whole life is turned upside down. That's the whole purpose of this, is to make it easy. Because I know if you make it easy, you'll do it. And if we make it hard, only a few people will do it. I want to make this program work for you personally, regardless of what's happened in the past. I want you to come up with something that replaces overeating. This is not a program about how to stop overeating or stop eating the wrong foods. This is a program about how to get yourself out there and live. That's what it's really about. Never having done something is not evidence that you can't do it now. Having failed in the past, all that says is that your approach, your strategy in the past was not effective. It's not that you weren't effective, your strategy wasn't effective, and you're going to use a different strategy here. And again, the primary focus is making the change as pleasurable as possible and making not changing as painful as possible. The lever of those two will drive you to create the change you're committed to and give you the freedom you deserve. Here's step three. Let's say now you've defined exactly what you really want in your life, what you're moving towards, what you're committed to, and you got tons of leverage. Your brain says, this must change, it must change now, and I know that I'm the one who's going to change it. Not changing it is too painful, and I've got to change it, and changing it is just too pleasurable to put it off. It's going to happen now. You say, now the change will happen automatically, right? Wrong. Even with all this commitment and energy, sometimes people are so caught up in their patterns, their habits, those unconscious things that are going on that you're not even thinking about, those neurological connections that start firing off. You know how you're in a conversation and all of a sudden you're talking about one thing and your brain goes off on another tangent in the middle of it because there's some habit pattern, some thought pattern that's connected. Those habits often keep us from following through on what we want to do. We keep efforting stronger and stronger, but we keep doing the insanity principle. We keep pushing hard to create change while we do the same things. We've got to interrupt our patterns. We've got to interrupt our limiting patterns, the ones that are keeping us from following through the way we really want to. Remember, we're not just going to break the old pattern. We've got to replace it with something new. That's what we're going to get to. But we've got to first interrupt the old. See, the thing you and I got to realize, it's very hard to change a behavior when it's become so habitual, and we don't even realize what the triggers are. It's like we're on automatic pilot. You know, overeating for me at least, I don't know about you, but in the old days for me, that was as rigid a pattern as you can imagine, but I wasn't even aware of it. I wasn't aware of all those triggers from driving by certain restaurants. I mean, I used to give people directions by way of restaurants. They say, how do I get over here? I'd say, well, go over here, make a right at McDonald's, and then make a left at Kentucky Fried Chicken, and then go by that chocolate brown building, and right over there on the left, you'll see the office building that you're asking about. I mean, that's the way my brain functioned. No wonder I was so screwed up inside. I didn't know what the heck was going on. The bottom line is those patterns are ingrained, and the first thing you got to do is you got to understand, in order to create a new pattern, a pattern of being vital, of, let's say, having exercise be a part of your life where you love it, not where it says, oh, exercise, sweat, all that stuff, I remember that, no, I don't want any part of that, where instead it's movement for you. It's a sense of being alive. It's a sense of being vital. In order to start adopting patterns of eating, living, and moving, which create the energy and vitality you want, in order to have that new pattern, you got to first interrupt the old pattern. You can't put in something new when there's already something in the slot. We've got to interrupt it. Let me give you a good metaphor. Think of it like a record album. That's the metaphor I use most often. You're going to hear the same music again and again, which is something you want. The only reason you can hear that, say, on a compact disc, is because on that disc, laid within it, is a pattern. And whenever the laser goes across that same pattern, it plays out the same music. You get the same feelings. What if one day I took out your compact disc, took out a needle, and scratched across it, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth? Pretty soon, we could put that disc back in, and I can tell you something. We've interrupted the pattern. It'll never sound the same way again. We need to do the same thing with the pattern of behavior that is leading you to not be in control of your life. So how are we going to do this? I'm going to give you a whole series of needles to use. A whole series of what I call pattern interrupts. Tools that you're going to be able to use to break the chain of events that used to lead you into your disempowering behavior. We want to break that pattern by first interrupting it. And let me tell you something, this can happen in so many different ways. We don't want you to just all of a sudden stop overeating and then all of a sudden start smoking as an example. That wouldn't be intelligent. So what we want to do instead is we want to find an empowering alternative, which is where we're going. But I can't stress enough to you the importance of interrupting that pattern and continually doing it. Because if you interrupt any pattern enough, you will never be able to get back to it. It literally scrambles the way the brain makes a decision neurologically. You're changing the way the brain is firing. You're changing the sequencing. It's like having a telephone number or having a code to a computer and scrambling the order. If we scramble the order, the computer's not going to operate the same way. We want to do that to the pattern of how you used to induce this limiting set of habits. And we want to free you for life. So we've got to interrupt the pattern. And much of this program is going to be giving you tools on how to precisely do this in a way that really works. And I should tell you, in order for it to work, a couple things about pattern interrupts. Number one, they need to be very different than what you've done in the past, because what you've done in the past hasn't worked. Number two, they tend to be more effective when they're outrageous, when there's something that's unexpected, when they're a little bit crazy. And the more you can do that, the more effective you're going to be. So if we ask you to do something seems a little weird, go for it anyway, because it's going to work. I mean, I often tell people in seminars, they say, well, I overeat. And I'll say, you know what? You really committed to creating a change? And they'll say, well, yeah. I'll say, great. If you're really committed, I'll give you a task. It'll be fun. It'll be outrageous. I'll tell you, if you really do it, it's crazy. It'll work. I said, what I want you to do is whenever you find yourself overeating, because that's the major habit you have, right? And they say, yeah. I'll say, great. Go to a public restaurant, and when you find yourself overeating, jump out of your chair, point at the chair, and scream at the top of your lungs, pig! I promise you, if you do this in a public place 3 or 4 times, you won't overeat anymore. They just look at me like I'm a nut. And I say, I'm telling you, if you would do it, I'm only talking about this tongue-in-cheek partially. It'll flat work, because your brain's going to go, this is too painful. Now, obviously, there are other ways of doing it, but my point is, the more outrageous you are, the more effective you're going to be in scrambling the brain's old pattern and freeing yourself up for a new pattern, which is where we're going. And let me give you another little hint on pattern interrupts. The more fun you can make a pattern interrupt, the more often you're likely to do it. As we begin to do some of these things, think of your own creative ways of breaking your patterns that make you feel good, that are enjoyable. So let's go on to step number 4. What's step 1 again? I know we're going through this repetition, right? We want to remember this, so it's not just something you listen on tape one time, but something you use in your life. Step 1 again, you decided what you really want, you're committed to it. Step 2, you got the leverage. You got to a point where your brain says, this is an absolute must, change must happen, I'm at emotional threshold, and I want it to happen because I'm totally committed and excited about it. I got pleasure linked. I've interrupted the pattern again and again and again. Now what I want, step 4, is I need to create a new, empowering alternative pattern. A new alternative. Once again now, once you've broken the pattern, you've got a moment now, a moment of opportunity to start training your brain to do something else. The brain doesn't know what to do. We've interrupted the pattern. We've got to teach it to do something else. So in the example I gave you of jumping up out of your chair and screaming pig right at that moment, you know, I was telling you that as a tongue-in-cheek example, but in real life, if you did something like that, what you then have to do is something else. Now, if what you do instead of something else is to laugh, or something else is to tell somebody a story about what you're changing, or the something else was to drink some water, or the something else was to go exercise, or the something else was to start a new conversation or change your phone, there's so many something else's you can do, but you have to have a pattern of doing something else. And it's got to be something that you enjoy, something that gives you what you originally wanted from the food. In other words, now, the food used to change the way you felt, right? It used to make you feel like you could relax, or maybe it felt like you were giving yourself a little reward, or maybe it changed your focus off the problems you were focusing on so much. You have to have a new way of doing that. That's really what you've got to look for. Otherwise, you'll go back to the old pattern. This is really, really critical. Step number 5, now that you got this new alternative pattern, this new alternative way of getting out of pain and into pleasure, all you got to do now is condition the new pattern until it's consistent. See, all you got to do is create a conditioned habit to replace the old one. You can't just have an alternative. You got to have the alternative become a habit. Any behavior that is consistently reinforced will eventually become a pattern or a habit. It's that simple. And any behavior that you fail to reinforce long enough will eventually dissipate and die. In other words, if you just don't do something long enough, the part of the brain that makes these connections, if you don't use it, you lose it. And if you consistently use a new pattern, you consistently think and behave and act in a new way, use a new habit, if you do it consistently and every time you do it, you create more pleasure in your life, you'll become addicted to something positive instead of something negative. We're going to guide you through this process over a period of days. By the way we're going to do that is we're going to use 2 different kinds of conditioning. We're going to do mental conditioning. We're going to do that by having you rehearse the new empowering pattern in your mind again and again and again. And each time you're going to do it, you're going to do it with more emotional intensity. That way you'll carve out a new way of doing things in your brain before you actually even do it. Your brain will be ready. You've got to remember that your brain can't tell the difference between something you vividly imagine and something you actually experience. And the second way we're going to condition you is physically. Physically, you're going to condition yourself to experience this new behavior pattern. And at first, it's going to seem a little awkward. But when you first learned to tie your shoes, it felt a little weird, too. But with a little bit of practice, at this point, you don't have to think about it. It's what you do automatically. A combination of both mental and physical patterning will ensure that your new choices become your lifestyle. They become the way you live for the rest of your life. Now that we've got this new set of choices, whether it's exercise, whether it's spending time with our kids, whether it's going out and hitting a tennis ball, or going horseback riding, whether it's reading a book, I don't care what the alternative was to eating, whether it's drinking a big glass of water or having a piece of fruit instead of having a huge meal. Whatever your choices you design for your life, once you've decided what they are, you need to establish them as your new habits. In other words, so you don't have to think about this and say, I better not eat that. I better make sure I go get myself to exercise. You want it to be as automatic as reaching for food used to be. That's where the real power is. And that requires conditioning. Now, let me tell you the good news. You've been conditioned your whole life, and you don't even know it. All you got to do is pay attention to what's going on television. You'd know how conditioned you are. Try one on for size. Winston tastes good like a... Most Americans still say cigarettes should, at least if they're old enough. And what happens is that's been off the air now for almost 20 years. We all have these phrases that have been built in our head that we don't even believe. We just heard it over and over again. And by the repetition and by the emotional intensity, whether it be music that helped increase the intensity or a thought process or an image we saw, we've learned to link things together. Well, you can condition yourself to love the things you used to hate and hate the things you used to love. And that's part of what we're going to do in this program. There may be some foods that you know you can't have if you're going to be vital and healthy. And yet right now, you know darn well you're addicted to them. Well, we're going to help you not just to change what you associate to it for the moment, but condition yourself so you can't stand that chocolate if that's something you want to change. And so that you love, let's say, corn or broccoli or salad or something else that right now, currently, if I said to you, boy, you're going to enjoy that, you'd think, oh, yeah, sure, bud. You know, this would be a whole different approach. And it's going to come from understanding that any pattern, any behavior that is consistently reinforced will eventually become a conditioned pattern. And we're going to do it through rehearsals. We're going to do it with creative visualizations. And if you don't visualize, we're going to show you how to do it with sounds. We're going to show you how to do it with feelings. And I can promise you, if you apply yourself, you're going to be able to make this last for you so that the patterns that support you, that make you healthy, that make you vital, that give you the body that you deserve are automatic behaviors, not things you have to constantly motivate yourself to do. That's when you really have control of your life. That's when you're on a major role, and that's exactly what we're going to do together. Finally, the sixth step is to test it. What do I mean? You know, the ultimate test is living your daily life, but we're going to show you how to put yourself in environments, places where you normally would just automatically overeat or automatically eat foods you know aren't great for you. Maybe it's in a partying environment. Maybe it's in a restaurant where you go out with other people and you're doing business and you find yourself having to eat. I don't know where it is or what it is. You're the only one who knows that, but I'm going to guide you through a process of testing this so you know, hey, the changes I've made, they work. After I've reinforced them enough, there comes a point where people either have this incredible euphoria, where they go, wow, I'm finally free, or they finally have a sense of peace, where they go, wow, isn't this incredible? Look how my life has changed. And those things I used to do, I can't even believe it. I'm not even that kind of person anymore. And it's wonderful. It's going to be one of the most beautiful parts of this program for you when you really understand the changes occurred, where you stop questioning it and you see, hey, this is my life. This is my lifestyle. This is not something temporary. This is what I get to experience for the rest of my life. That is one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself. And I'm going to be very excited to be alongside you there with Dr. Nate to help you to make that happen so that you get to have both the joy and the sense of calm that comes from knowing you've changed your identity, not just a few habits or behaviors. Now what I'm saying to you is we're going to take all of this through the three phases, the phases of teaching you what to do, how to get yourself to do it, and how to do it for a lifetime. And the way we'll do it is the most fun thing. We're going to do it a little, small, achievable step at a time. Because you know what? The biggest problem is people try to make changes. They try to do it all overnight. They try to do too many things at once, and their brain and body is not prepared for it. So we're going to apply a principle we call KANAI, constant and never-ending improvement. Each day we're going to make a continuous improvement, just a small refinement on the day before so you can build on the day before, and pretty soon you have so much momentum that you have tremendous control of your life, so there's no question that you will have the body you deserve, and then you'll be able to keep that body once you attain it. Now let me ask you a question. I'll come back to step number one of these six steps. What is our real goal? Is your goal really lose weight? Is your problem that you're overweight? I doubt it. people often come to me and say, you know, I really want to lose 20 pounds. And my first question always to them is, 20 pounds of what? You know, they look at me like I'm crazy. I say, well, 20 pounds. You know, I want to lose 20 pounds. I say, 20 pounds of what? See, you don't want to lose 20 pounds. There's lots of ways to lose 20 pounds. You can lose 20 pounds of water, or at least portions thereof. You can lose it of muscle through a period of time. What we want to do is we want to lose fat. See, it's not that you're overweight. That's not what's bugging you. What's bugging you is that you're over fat. And what we've got to do is make sure we lose 20 pounds of fat. That's why in this program, we're going to be focusing on how to lose fat from your body, not just water or lean body mass, because that's not healthy, that's not vital, that's not going to give you what you really want, which is the body you deserve and the energy that goes with it. See, I could easily put you on a program that knocked weight off you, but it would primarily be water, and that's going to be disappointing. Long term, guess what? You got to replace that water, you're going to die. And I also could put you on a program where you could lose weight, but it'd be losing it from muscle. And you know what? Muscle weighs more than fat. But I got to tell you something. If you got less muscle, your metabolism drops. Your metabolism drops. You don't burn fat as effectively. So what I'm looking for to help you to do is not just help you make the behavioral changes we just talked about, but also to make sure that the way you approach this change, what you actually do, produces less fat in your body. Efficient levels of fat, we all need it, but less of it, because that's obviously what you want to change. Let's recap together what we talked about. We talked about the whole idea of how to create lasting change requires raising our standards, changing our beliefs, and developing the right strategy. That if you fail to achieve what you want in the past, primarily it's because either you really weren't committed, you didn't really raise your standards, you didn't really believe you could do it, or you had the wrong approach. Maybe you were applying the insanity principle, doing the same things again and again and saying it still doesn't work. No kidding, Dick Tracy. We then said, okay, in order to create change, we got to go through 6 steps. So how specifically are we going to do this? You listen to a single cassette or sometimes half a cassette. You're going to take out your workbook and take some simple actions that'll take you to the next step on achieving what you want. And pretty soon, before you know it, in a pain-free way, you're going to experience the joy you deserve, the vitality you deserve, and the freedom you deserve. That's the whole program. So I want you to stop this tape right now before we do anything else, and let's do step number 1 to the 6 master steps of change. Answer the question in detail. What do you really want? So right now, stop the tape and fill out your homework. Great. Welcome back. Now, oh, wait a second. I assume I'm welcoming you back, and you really did stop this tape, because if you didn't stop it right now, we got to start establishing the right habits. Okay? Now, stop the tape seriously. If you were just listening to this thing, listening is not going to change your life. Doing is going to change your life. Listening and then applying. So right now, stop the tape and fill out your homework. And if you're in your car, pull over and do it. What the heck? Do it right now. I'm a big believer you should never leave the sight of a goal or an idea without figuring some way to apply it immediately. That gives you power. That's how you build momentum. And by the way, if you already did this, then ignore what I just said and we'll go on. Now, in order to make this work for you daily, we're going to do an assignment each day. And some of them will be in your workbook, and some will be things you'll actually be doing with your diet or with your physical body. I just want to ask you right now to make a commitment to yourself to truly apply each distinction you learn every day that you're on this program, to really use it, not just to listen to it, because if you do, I can promise you results beyond anything you dreamed of before. And if you don't, then what's going to happen is you're going to be disappointed, not because the tools aren't here, but because you just didn't get yourself to follow through. And I can also promise you, if you'll do it daily, the little things, you will get that momentum, and that momentum will take over. And pretty soon, what used to be hard to do will be incredibly easy to do. Now, let me introduce you to my good friend, Dr. Nate Booth. And you're going to enjoy him a great deal, and I think become good friends with him through this program. Nate and I have been friends and have actually worked together for more than half a decade. Previous to that, he was the director of health promotions at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha, Nebraska, and he has a master's degree in counseling. But more importantly, he's a person who cares. So without any further ado, meet my good friend, Dr. Nate Booth.
Thanks, Tony. And I'd also like to welcome you to the Body You Deserve program. You have my congratulations for stepping up to that starting line and beginning the journey to the body you deserve. I think this is fantastic because most people are sitting up in the grandstand watching. You're out there taking action. I'm challenged and excited to be the co-coach along with Tony Robbins, and I'll be here with you to help you every step of the way. In the days ahead, I'm going to tell you about my weight control history. For now, it's just important to understand that it's always been a fairly constant struggle until I learned the principles that you're going to be using in this program. There are 3 things we'd like you to do today. We're going to start out real simple. Number 1, Write down everything you eat and drink in the eating diary in the day one section of your workbook. Number two, move 15 more minutes than you usually do. If you've been extremely sedentary for the past few months, this will be easy. Just take a nice, comfortable 15-minute walk. If you've been exercising sporadically in the last couple months, but you're in fairly good shape, maybe you can take a nice, brisk 15-minute walk. If you're already exercising regularly and you're exercising for more than 20 minutes right now, just add 2 or 3 minutes on your regular exercise period. Number three, read day one in your workbook. You'll notice that under each day that there are three sections to the day. Section number one is the review section. In this section, you'll review all the information that you learned on the audio tapes for that day. The second section under each day is the practical application section. This is the most important part of your workbook. This is where you'll be taking the information that Tony and I give to you and applying it to your unique lifestyle. Make sure you take the time, the effort, and the focus to complete the practical application section each and every day. When you do this, you'll be able to see and feel the progress you make each day. Section number three is a checklist of outcomes that you'll accomplish during the next 24 hours. We put this in your manual so you'll know exactly where you're at each and every day. Until we get together again tomorrow, be a trim person. Think, feel, and do the things a trim person does, and the rewards that person has will naturally come to you. Until we get together again tomorrow, keep that momentum going.